Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety and Drag Me to Brunch. Right now, take the word BEST, B-E-S-T. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. It's happening June 28th at the W in San Francisco. You can buy tickets for this. Go to RadioAlice.com and click on the link there. Or win them right now by texting BEST to 20357. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is BEST. And this week we're doing this contest on the fives, 7:05 in the morning till the end of Jane's show, 6:05 at night.
Whoa, that's a lot of contesting.
A lot of contesting. Got lots of these tickets, and we want you to be there. It's going to be so fun.
Sandy says hi, everyone.
Hey, Sandy. That's Vinny's mom.
Mm-hmm. She's in town.
Yeah.
She's been hanging.
She enjoying herself?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the kids are growing up so fast. It's really...
And it's been a year since the last time she saw them,
yep,
right?
But yeah. It's really... The change is profound. Like, Isla's only 11, but she's a teenager, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And Edie went from that, like kind of still had a very much a baby thing going on to she's turned 7 in a month.
Yep.
It's not the baby thing anymore.
No.
Ah.
7, the age of reason.
Growing up so fast.
I know. It does go really fast. I'm glad that you're like cognizant of enjoying it as much as you can.
I was telling you. So my buddy writes me and he goes, did you plan to go to paint statues? And I was like, of course not. My daughter told me that's what you're doing. And I went, okay. He's like, oh, you're a good dad. And I was like, you know what, bro? It is going by too quick. Like, I really don't want to look back and be bummed that I was a cranky about painting statues on Father's Day. Like, go and enjoy it. And I did.
And date that stuff. You should write a little date on there so you know. So when your butter dish hits 20 years old, you're aware.
When she's 30, I'm going to be 80 or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking to you, Bob.
Bob's dad is 80.
Mm-hmm.
In September, yeah.
So he was a 50-year-old dad with you.
He sure was.
Yep, that's
so were
me.
You were 50 with your 7-year-old. You were still in your 40s with Isla, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is... It didn't seem late at the time, but you can't really put yourself 10 years out and start going, oh... I'm 50-something and I have a 6-year-old.
Mm.
Woof. It's good, though.
It is. It's great.
I'm in. I'm all in.
You're young. You're fit.
Yep.
Trying.
Take care of yourself. That's all that matters.
There's a lot of stress in my life.
And a lot of fun.
The two of you.
Check the Alice Instagram if you want to see me cleaning up a disaster I made in here in the studio.
Also, DM the Alice Instagram with photos of people who look like Vinny. That's a fun thing we've
What's
got
that
going
thing
on.
That Edwin did? Where'd I see that?
I sent it to our group chat.
So they're going to put it up.
I put it on the story.
Oh, great. Good. Just
Vinny lookalikes. Not a contest.
Not a contest. Just a fun
Maybe a
thing.
Game. It's a game.
There you go. No,
is there a prize for a game?
Let's just be very careful.
It's just a fun thing. It's just a fun It'll be great to declare this person looks the most like him. You get nothing. It isn't a contest.
For glory.
For glory. Not for the win.
We got nothing to give you.
Nope. I mean, $5 maybe, I guess.
Would you fall over if someone walked in here one day and went, we got Alice t-shirts made. You guys ready?
Like, I just so psyched.
Remember when they just
huge collection of Alice t-shirts.
Boxes and boxes and boxes of t-shirts. It's just.
Where would they store them?
Now? Not a thing anymore.
Nope.
It's too bad. I still have a few too.
Turn back time.
You know what? The one I still wear all the time is the Now and Zen one.
Yes.
I got a gray Now and Zen one that I love.
So the Kendrick feud should be over by now. Drake's been spanked enough. But he's still
busy. You're calling it? You call the winner Kendrick?
Well, I believe that the winner is Kendrick, and the whining and complaining coming from the Drake side of the fence seems like a little much. And just quit embarrassing yourself. Drake needs to take the L and move on. But for some reason, he keeps continuing to dig his grave. There's a Canadian politician by the name of Jagmeet Singh.
A Canadian politician
named Jagmeet Singh.
Jagmeet.
J-A-G-M-E-E-T. Jagmeet.
Jagmeet.
Singh. And Jagmeet Singh was spotted at Kendrick's show in Toronto. And Drake was not having it. He actually posted a picture of a message he sent to Jagmeet Singh.
How dare you, Jagmeet? You're a Canadian. You're supposed to be at my show. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, the show was in Toronto, so it was a Canadian show, but it's Kendrick, and he knows he's got beef with Drake. What are you doing? I mean, who knows? Maybe as far as we don't know anything about Canadian politics. Maybe Drake was out on the campaign trail for this guy. It's so disloyal. He actually posted a picture of a message that he sent to Jagmeet Singh saying, "You're a goof." Like, that's how hardcore they get there in Canada.
You're a goof?
You're a goof, eh?
Okay.
You're a goof. Singh actually apologized, saying, I went for the opener, SZA. I didn't go for Kendrick. I shouldn't have gone at all. For me, it'll always be Drake over Kendrick.
Oh, boy, he really fell in line, didn't he?
The internet saw it for what it was. Drake just digging himself into a deeper hole. One person summed it up like this. The fight is over. It was a devastating knockout, but somehow, months later, Drake is still on the canvas punching himself in the head.
It's hard to take the pedophile side, isn't it?
Kind of.
I mean.
Not for Jagmeet. He was like, I'm walking it back, man. I'm so sorry. Eh? Anyway, I just thought that was a fun one. Just a quick heads up. If you like the B-52s or Devo.
I'm a big Devo fan.
They have announced the Cosmic De-Evolution Tour.
I got to go to that.
I'm with you.
I got to go to that. The Christina's go-to karaoke song is a B-52 song. And I love everything about Devo. Everything.
October 16th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
October 16th.
Yep.
Okay. Tickets on sale now?
I am looking. I don't think they're on sale yet. They've just announced it. I don't see an on sale date. They could be on sale right now.
Shoreline.
That's where they're playing.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I know.
I'll see all you out there.
I'll see you there, baby.
You know what? That brings to mind.
What?
Do you remember when it was like 2 weeks ago, our promotions lady... Her name's Danae. She's amazing and beautiful lady, and she tried out for Survivor, right?
Yeah, how did it go? Do we know?
That's what I'm asking. Wow. Do we know? Maddie, he's on the show.
I don't know how she did.
It would be so incredibly cool. So. Yes, please ask her. It would be how cool would it be if someone we knew from this building was on there?
Oh, and I think she'd crush it.
And I do believe you can buy B-52 and
Devo.
Yeah, Devo tickets. I see them here.
They're on sale now?
At least on this site.
On Sunday, at the thing I did at the Sweetwater, Josh Z did. They did Girl You Want. It was fun. And it sounded great.
The Girl You Want. Oh, God, that would have been amazing.
It was really good. That was a fun show. So, I mean, for those of you who are into the B-52s and Devo, good news. Ed Sheeran, the Supreme Court declined to hear the copyright appeal that alleged Ed Sheeran copied the Marvin Gaye song. So he had already gone to court over this, and they said, no, he didn't copy it. And they appealed and just got shot down.
Okay.
So there you go. Thinking out loud, they said, copied, let's get it on. Let's get it on. They sided with Sheeran both times. Well, I mean, Supreme Court didn't even hear it. They just declined to hear it. So it ends there, apparently. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You deserve it. A grunge video has reached 2 billion YouTube views for the first time. Which one is it?
Teen Spirit.
It is. That's a point for you. So you got a point for
the kids are kind of rocking earlier. Right now. It's very funny that has, I thought for sure it was dead forever. Just the, even though I know everything comes in, you know, circles, goes in circles. I just felt like, okay, rock's over.
Right.
What a bummer.
It is sort of a weird thing though, like how cyclical things can be. Just like for us, Nirvana just remained relevant because that's what we kind of came up with.
Right.
But it has been 30 years and like grunge is still a thing.
Well, it's more about, I mean, I don't know if rock's actually going to come back with new bands that are going to, you know, take over the charts. Right. I don't know if we'll get to that point, but just even seeing the style that kids are wearing with baggy pants and stuff, you go, whoa, all right. Well, I like it. A lot better than the Dunkin' Smugglers kids were wearing for a while there.
Yeah.
You know, with all their junk right here.
Yep. All squozed in right there in the...
Why are you putting on pants that are so tight and...
Just makes my legs look so slender.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I like about it. And I love floods with no socks and dress shoes. So congrats to Nirvana, the first video from the grunge era to surpass 2 billion views on YouTube. And it's, of course, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And then they go on to talk about the video, so we don't really need any more of that, but it's a big deal. Actually, let me see if I have a two... There are a handful of other rock videos that have reached that mark. 21 Pilots have two of them. Stressed Out has over 3 billion views. And Heathens is about like 2.25 billion.
21 Pilots is a band that I would never have believed I would love. And I love them. They're good.
Two other rock videos to reach the 2 billion mark. Linkin Park's Numb, 2.5 billion. And Guns N' Roses' November Rain, which is a long, kind of an epic, long-form video.
Mm-hmm.
2.29 billion. And but they say here, Smells Like Teen Spirit, first like officially grunge to make it. And it's at it was at 2.008 billion views. It's a very lo-fi video too. And I didn't report this last week, but I did want to mention just really quickly, Dua Lipa confirms exciting engagement to Callum Turner. She says she's obsessed with her ring. And they've been together like a year and a half.
Who's Callum?
He's an actor.
Oh, okay.
And he's a good looking guy. He looks like one of those a little bit rat faced English dudes.
Oh, so you love him.
He's good looking. All right. Yeah. He's tall, skinny, you know, that guy. Here, you want to take a look?
Yeah, let me see.
All right, here you go. There's a picture of them in a car. Here's one of them looking at each other, loving their eyes.
That guy gets that chick?
Yep. He's cute. Let me see. There's another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's tall
there.
And handsome.
Yeah, he looks good. You know,
it's fine, I guess. If you like him.
He looked, in one of the photos, I was like, that guy?
He looks like a poor man's Prince Harry or something to me. Like, if you know, he doesn't have the red hair. He's got that same kind of like cut to his face.
Mm.
Mm. All right, what you got coming up?
Are you tall enough?
Probably
after
not.
These.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Trouble. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And don't forget to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. That's right. If you missed part of the show, there's a whole other part of the show that you could just go get. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app. If you're like, boy, I tune in at 8. I really enjoy that 8 o'clock trash.
Yep.
There's a 7 o'clock trash, and there's a 6 o'clock trash.
We have a lot of hours that we fill
every
day.
We're here all morning, so you could listen to the whole show.
We'd love to have you.
It's free on the Odyssey app. You have to listen to some commercials, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, but that's good, Sarah.
Yeah, it's good.
No, but that's good, though.
Okay, I got a couple good ones here, and it's been a rough story day, as you may have noticed. So, but I think we're going to close strong.
All right.
For a romantic partner, do you usually prefer someone who is taller than me, shorter than me, about my height, doesn't matter, or not sure? Now, you married a guy that's shorter than you.
He's ain't shorter.
Does it bother him?
His hair is tall. Yes, it does bother him.
It bothers him.
John wishes that he was taller.
And he's actually said that to you, like...
He said it about the dude I was talking to on Saturday night. Oh, nice. You're a nice big tall guy you're talking to. I'm like, oh my God. Like, just throw every insecurity out onto the floor right now.
Boy, when you two have a couple drinks, things get weird.
It did get weird. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was having a good time and met some new person that I was chatting with. Sorry. And we were sitting next to each other, like, randomly. It wasn't like I said, oh, I'm going to go be next to that guy.
You two have been together how long now?
I don't know, since 1989. Like, so long.
That's 30-some, 34, 35, 38 years.
150 years.
Yeah. Wow. And he still gets all edged.
Yeah. Always says, you should never touch any man. A guy always gets the wrong idea. Like, he's always giving me, tips and stuff.
Yeah.
So...
Maddie, could you date a lady if she was taller than you?
I wouldn't choose that, but I think I'd be okay with it. Yeah. I prefer shorter.
You prefer shorter?
Yes.
Mm. What about you?
Well, I'll date. I mean, my wife is shorter than me.
But you dated tall chicks.
I dated taller. I was with a taller lady, like a couple inches taller for at least a year. And we would joke and it was fun and it was no big deal to me at all. And it was, but I'm sure there were people who thought, what's that tall chick doing with that guy? Mm. I remember.
And why is she wearing flats?
I didn't care about that either. Like, I know some people might.
Right.
She would put on, platforms and I was like, I don't care.
John won't come right out and say it, but he likes it when I have flats on.
Oh, he prefers that.
A few times I wear like a wedge or something. He's just like, no.
I remember it was dark and I was working my way around the bed to get to the bathroom and I hit her feet hanging off the side of the bed, like hit the bottom of the bed. I was like, oh my God, she doesn't fit in my bed.
Oh my gosh.
You still had your race car bed when you were a kid?
Yeah.
What the?
I got to get an adult bed.
I stick out the back of the crib.
It's, I was in my early 20s, and it was the bed I left home with. And it and it had this, actually, that was another thing that was, it had this crater. Once you got into it, you couldn't get out of it. It was comfy, but also you got to throw a leg over to get out.
You're sleeping right next to the person who's also in the crater with you.
Anyway, 32% of people said, taller than me.
How tall is Susan?
5'10".
Oh, that's
so he's taller than me.
Yeah.
But he's not tall.
You'd like 6'3".
I do prefer taller because I'm insecure. Like I'm 5'5". I'm perfectly average height, average size. But I want to feel like a tiny little girl.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Oh, with a man, you mean? Yeah, I see.
Just like, I'm just a little.
I've never had that. I've been with John all this time. I'm just like, God, I feel large. Full size large. It's hard.
It's not hard. Mm. You two get along great.
No, we do. It's true. But, you know, I try to throw it in his face as much as I can, you know. Oh, hey, honey, if you're listening, I love you. I think you're perfect.
I'll be home to get the bowl off the top shelf in about 1 hour.
I'll get that for you, hon.
Do you have to do that?
No, he would never. He would find a way. Even if he has to jump.
Okay, this is a fun one. Okay. Women are revealing the common dating behaviors men think are so sexy, but are actually repulsive.
Oh, okay. Repulsive sexual behaviors.
I don't want anybody singing to me ever. Do not.
Amen to that.
According to this list of...
So is that during sex or is these are just...
Ever.
Ever. Women don't want men to sing to them ever.
It's fine. Sometimes we would be singing together.
These are single women, right? With these pet peeves.
I don't know. I mean, you got a song in order to not be a single woman, right? I remember that story.
Oh, yeah.
What did he sing to you?
He sang a song.
He sang us our song.
What is that again?
It's called Inside Out by the Chainsmokers.
I don't know that song.
Probably it's pretty unknown, but
That's
so
your
beautiful song.
Yeah. So they don't mean that you would be singing to them in bed.
Ever.
Is that what this is?
They say ever. Do not. An ex of mine once wrote me a song. Then he had his band play and record it. He then played it at my 18th birthday party in front of all my friends and family as a surprise. I'm still not over the embarrassment. I hated every second of it.
Oh.
Another person says, his birthday gift to me was a song on a CD. When we broke up, I threw it off a bridge.
What?
Or when you're proposing, don't do all of the verses.
Yeah, I know. Right. Just one verse and a chorus. People get the idea, you know.
The forced bedroom voice. These are the things that women say are just
the
not
forced
sexy.
Bedroom voice. All right.
It makes me cringe so hard to the point I want to throw my... People want to really throw themselves places.
Mm.
The forced bed... What is that? The bedroom voice. Is that like, hey, baby?
Yeah, I guess. Right? Yeah, do you like that? What do you think about that, huh?
Calling themselves daddy.
What? Who calls themselves daddy?
I don't know. I know that... didn't Yuzette used to...
Come over here to daddy.
Didn't she used to call Johnny V papa?
Yeah, but that's her saying, that's a girl saying it, but if a guy calls himself daddy, like, come to daddy.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's not sexy. It's gross.
Yeah, they're right about that one.
Agreed.
I don't know anyone who thinks it's sexy, and I don't know why it even happens, but any baby talk equals disgusting.
Yes. I've told you about the guy that was baby talking me.
Yeah.
I was talking to him on the phone, and I'm like, this is going to keep going. This is the olden days phone, in case you don't recognize what I'm doing.
You can actually hear each other.
Yep. Yeah.
Nibbling my ear. Holy bleep. My ex-husband thought it was so sexy doing that, but the sound, the sensation, everything about it made me cringe. And I told him I hated it repeatedly, yet he'd still do it. Thank bleep, that's over.
Oh.
There's a lot of things.
The worst is the tongue in the ear. Like, it's just the worst. Like, it's fine. Go ahead. Nibble the ear if you must. But do not stick your tongue in my ear.
I had this buddy who was with this girl for a long time, and he came home after having spent time with her, and he was like, I'm so bummed. And I was all, what's the matter? And he goes, I've been doing this thing with my girlfriend for years. And she just finally snapped and went, I hate when you touch me like that. I need you to never do it. Like, she just, I guess she put up with it forever.
And finally
snapped. And it was like some caressing thing he did that he thought was, that she liked it. And she never said anything. Except that then she finally said something in the most absolutely get off me, bro, way. Mm. And he was just like, I'm broke by that. It's killing me.
Well, it's a good argument for keeping things mixed up, you know, like don't always go for the same moves.
Or tell someone right when it's happening that you're not into it.
That's tough. It's going to be hard no matter when you do it. Dude's very fragile egos.
That's true.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, that is true. Dirty talk and role play. I just want to have a you know what. Can we just do it and not be part of some dramatic performance?
Okay, so they're not in a relationship yet, I guess.
Boring.
Yeah. Dirty talk is great.
You like role play or dirty talk or both?
I like a little of everything.
Mm. Okay.
A little nibble. A little baby talk.
Oh, you don't mind a baby talk?
No. It's so nice when you have closeness with someone. You know?
It's one thing if they occasionally slip in a little like, love you. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing if they're like, hi, Sarah. Oh, I miss you so much today.
Okay, that's fair.
Am I going to see you tonight? No, you're not.
Growling. Had a guy literally snarl at me like a lion. Mm. I've never been so dry so quick.
Oh, my God. My mouth dried right out, huh? Guess it scared her.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep going.
D-pics. I don't find them to be a turn on at all.
No, I don't want your D-pics.
You know, here's the thing. Guys, I believe this to be true. Guys want part pics. We're into it. We've been looking at parts since we're 11.
Yeah.
We're into it. And so we just assume, hey, we'll give you this so that hopefully you'll give it back. Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm waiting.
Still waiting.
Say something hot.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you why guys do that. You may not be into it, but what we're hoping for in return, I'm sure, is the same close-up of your woman area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
We're into that.
Yeah. And just, there was only so many versions of it I could see, you know, like if I sent John a picture or something and he would always send me back that picture, like a different, you know, oh, here I am in the car or, you know, whatever, you know, in the wild, wherever he was.
I'm at work. I'm like, at the grocery store.
Wherever. Like I've seen that plenty. Just tell me what you want to do with this thing I put in the picture.
The exact phrase, these are things that girls do not find sexy and say it's an absolute turn off. And guys think that it's hot. The D picks it. The exact phrase, you like that, don't you? In the bedroom. Like, please, dude, I'll tell you what I like. No need to assume because you'll most likely be wrong.
Yeah.
That just makes me think of that lady.
Like
that lady.
Yeah, just like that. Gross. John won't even let me, like, I used to joke around with that, and he's like, don't do that anymore.
Oh, he got over it.
He's done with, you know, because I would be imitating that girl. Yeah, you like that?
Oh, you were doing it when you were doing it.
Well, I did it a couple of times. He's like, you got to stop with that. Go back to the other stuff. Go back to the old standbys.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I'm a girl. I love pics and videos. Oh. From my guy only, though. No unsolicited ones.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you've got that going for you.
415 says, we need a secret show just to really get to know the real Bob. That's not coming back.
No.
The most famous usage is daddy's home.
Ugh.
I've never said that.
And you might say it to your kids.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I don't call myself daddy, though.
What do you call yourself?
I would probably say dad.
Yeah.
I just don't daddy. I mean, they say daddy, but I don't.
Hmm. I say daddy sometimes just to be funny, you know, but I'm saying it to daddy. Not the, I don't want to, you who's your daddy me? His name's Gentry, lives in Florida. And thanks for reminding me about him while we're doing this.
Well, you have said he's got a giant one. So.
It is, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like not having anything to compare it to as a child as he was walking around the house, like did not care. I really expected that to be the norm. I'm like, oh, that's what those things look like.
One last one, 707 says, hey, Bob, Inside Out Chainsmoker song is beautiful. Congrats to you and Susan.
Thank you. It's so true. It's a beautiful song.
Does he play it for you at home a lot now?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But one time he did get me as a gift, he got me a record that had it on it.
Oh.
For Valentine's Day. I opened it up because we have a record player because, you know, those are cool now.
Yeah.
And I played it, and on the other side, he's like, "Oh, there's a song on the other side," and it was a prank. We had a joke, like an inside joke song that we would trick each other with. Like we would sneakily play it.
Oh, like sometimes you leave a picture of grandma around weird places. Okay, got it. Sure.
And it was on the other side. Oh, that's fun.
I think Maddie wants to play a game. He just cranked up the music. Sorry about it. All right. We're going to play Real or Ridiculous Celebrity Pet Names Edition.
Oh.
Vinny has a point going in for the $50 guest this morning.
All right.
And Maddie won the last game, so he's going in with a point. You're at a deficit, Bob. This is just you have to choose. I'm going to ask you, it'll either be one of these is real or one of these is fake, and you'll have to pick it out. So listen carefully. I'm looking for the fake one on this one. Two of these are real. One of these is fake. Justin Bieber's monkey was named Mally. Taylor Swift's cat is named Cherish. Michael Jackson's chimp was named Bubbles. Which one's fake? Bobby. Or anybody, I guess.
Can you say them again?
Mally, Justin Bieber's monkey. Cherish. Cherish. Taylor Swift's cat. Bubbles. Michael Jackson's chimp. Which one is fake?
Taylor Swift's cat.
If the Swiftie says that, then I'm going with that. Taylor Swift's cat.
I'm also agreeing with the Swiftie.
That's a good guess, you guys.
Meredith, Olivia, and I think Oliver's the newer one.
Wow.
Well, there go two
That's
of my
impressive.
Questions. All right, here we go. This one I'm looking for the real one here. Actually, I'm going to skip this one because honestly, she just said it. Let's see. How about Ed Sheeran's goat? One of these is real. One of them. Ed Sheeran's goat, his name is Krusty. Ariana Grande's dog is named Frank Sinatra. Snoop Dogg's bulldog is named Dog Marley. Which one of those is real? Krusty, Ed Sheeran's goat. Frank Sinatra, Ariana Grande's dog. Or Dog Marley, Snoop Dogg's bulldog. Which is real?
Who's up?
I mean, you can be up.
I'll say Dog Marley is real.
All right.
I'm going to say Krusty the Goat.
I think it's Frank Sinatra.
It's Frank Sinatra. And we're tied 2-2-2. How about this one? I'm looking for the fake one this time. One of these is fake. Ariana Grande's dog, Toulouse. Miley Cyrus's blowfish, Panda. Or Hugh Jackman's French bulldog, Bones. Which one is fake? Toulouse. Ariana Grande's dog, Panda, Miley Cyrus's blowfish, or Bones, Hugh Jackman's French bulldog.
Miley.
we're picking the fake one.
Fake one.
Bones.
I'm going to say the Miley one.
The Miley one is correct, and Maddie and Vinny have pulled into the lead. This is the final one. I'm looking for the real one. Pearl, Olivia Rodrigo's pug. Lammy, Lena Dunham's dog. Or Butters, Robert Downey Jr.'s alpaca. Which one of those is real? Pearl, Olivia Rodrigo's pug. Lammy, Lambie. Lena Dunham's dog, or Butters, Robert Downey Jr.'s alpaca. You're first, Maddie.
I want it to be Butters. Butters.
Butters is the real one?
I'm going Pearl.
I also want to go Pearl.
I'm sorry, it's Lammy. By a score of 3-3, both Vinny and Maddie. Oh, actually, you know what? We'll break the tie with this one. Hold on a second here. Yeah, keep it going. The one that because this girl knows it. Which one of these is fake? Meredith Grey, Taylor Swift's cat. Daniel Day Lemieux, Anne Hathaway's cat. Kitty Purry, Katy Perry's cat. Which one of them is real?
I'm going to say B.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Which one of them is fake?
What?
I'm sorry.
Come
which
on,
one is
host.
Fake? Sorry. Which one is fake? Meredith Grey, Taylor Swift's cat. Daniel Day Lemieux, Anne Hathaway's cat. Or Kitty Purry, Katy Perry's cat. Which one's fake?
I'm going to say B.
You say B is fake.
I also say B is fake.
Well, you both win. That was the only question I had left, and you guys both got it right. Daniel Day Lemieux was made up. It's not the real name of Maddie. Anne Hathaway's cat. El Campeon. The games aren't as good when everybody wins.
Listen to this.
What?
This is so funny, and I won't say the name, so don't even ask. But 415 says, I boned a Bay Area DJ who shall remain unnamed in the mid-2000s, and he kept saying, you like that? You like that? My name. It was such a turnoff. And then it says, this DJ is still on the air, and when I hear his voice, I laugh. So I wrote, who is it?
And they told you.
And they told
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear
on the break.
Oh, that's funny. I just went, oh man, it didn't take a lot to pry that out of her, but you know,
that's good.
Hey, different people like different stuff.
That is true, Van. Isn't that the way of the world?
And he was asking. I mean, that seems nice.
Like this?
Do you like that?
Do you like this, that? Lady?
I mean, you know, maybe you should have said no.
Oh, I think I bet I know who it is.
Nope.
Okay, don't. I won't do
nope.
it.
Nope.
Oh, did you see it?
No.
Oh, it's on the, it's there.
Oh, okay.
It's right there. You can see it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye. Keep hearing Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets in every hour of their show to Drag Me to Brunch. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.